Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samaches Simin Zayin. We're dealing with the concept of Mitzvah Yosef Mishluchay. So we want to clarify 2 points. We left off discussing the Torah Shor. The Torah Shor in Simin Yerodei Simin Chavches discusses this issue of can I be mechabit somebody else to do a mitzvah? Would that be appropriate? Is that appropriate to be mechabit somebody else for the purpose of doing Kisya Adam, as an example, or I mean, somebody else to do the mitzvah of Mila instead of the father doing it himself, in the case where the father is, of course, competent enough to do it himself, but he wants him and Adam Gadol to do it, etc. Is there going to... apparently there was a minig which that they would be Mechab and Adam Nichbod in the concept of doing a Mila instead. And the question was, why don't we say Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha? So if we understand that the purpose of Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha is to give kavod to the mitzvah, so then we can make an argument that it makes sense to be mechabed somebody else. So that it gets back to we knew, so my goal over here is not to, as it were, sort of shirk my responsibility, but I want to show kavod for the mitzvah. So I am not doing the mitzvah myself, but I am giving kavod to the mitzvah in a different way. So maybe that would be an argument why that would make sense, why that was the minhag Yisrael to do that. And that's the argument of the Torah Shor. This does lead us to a different point. What exactly is the logic behind the concept of mitzvah Yosef Mishluchay? So Rashi and Kedushin and Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, the Mora says this concept of mitzvah Yosef Mishluchay. Rashi says the chi osik kufa b'mitzvus. So Rashi understands that the reason why it's mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha is because when the person does the mitzvah directly with his own body, he gets more reward. Something to be sort of along the lines of a Lefum Sara Agra concept. The more effort you put into something, the more reward you're going to get. So this is the same thing over here as well. Now, obviously, we don't do mitzvahs for the purpose of reward, but that indicates that there's a higher level of mitzvah taking place by the fact that you get more reward. So it's a higher level of mitzvah. It seems to be that in some way I'm doing more effort, I'm doing a higher level of mitzvah. The Rambam, on the other hand, when he talks about the Gemara's examples, the Gemara says the story that the various different Amoraim would prepare different types of parts of Shabbos themselves as opposed to through a Shliach. The Rabbi, when he brings that din down, he says, because that's covered Shabbos. So the question, if that is covered Shabbos, so it doesn't prove the point of Mitzvah Yosef Mishluchay. The Rabbi, if, regardless of the covered Shabbos, there's no difference who does it, so why is the person doing it himself? It must be because the Mitzvah Yosef Mishluchay, it's better to do it yourself. But if the covered Shabbos requires that you do it yourself, so how does that indicate the concept of Mitzvah Yosef Mishluchay? So what's the more Zeraya to this concept based on the union of Shabbos? So the Biskarov explains that what the Rambam is saying is, you see from this Gemara that there's a kavod expressed more, it's more of an expression of kavod when a person does it themselves than when they do it al-yadei shliach. So that's why it's kavod Shabbos. That's also why it's a kavod for the mitzvah. So the nekuda is the element of kavod for the mitzvah, which would indicate what we're saying, right, like that they were saying right now. Nafkamina between the two, the Biskarov continues, and he says, is in case of Heksher Mitzvah, where I'm doing the Hachanas for the Mitzvah, not the Mitzvah itself. We know that a person receives a reward for the Hachanas as well. All the effort that you put in doing the Mitzvah is rewarded, but it's not part of the Kabbalah Mitzvah, because it's just the Hachana. So if I want to have somebody else do the Hachana for the Mitzvah instead of myself, is that appropriate or inappropriate? Is there something wrong with that? Or is that lacking in Mitzvah Yosef Mishluchay? So arguably, according to Rashi, he says, since the point is Schar, it would apply to the Hachana and the Heksher Mitzvah as well. But according to the Rambam, if the point is covered for the Mitzvah, it only applies to the actual Mitzvah itself and not to the Heksher, which then explains the Shita. He then adds, just to finish off the thought, he then applies this to Mechlokes in the Rambam and the other Rishonim, the Ran over here, etc. What exactly is this Mitzvah we're talking about? We're talking about the Mitzvah of Kedushin. The more it's discussing the Mitzvah of doing the Kedushin yourself as opposed to through a Shliach. What is the Mitzvah of Kedushin? So the Ran says the mitzvah is peruvu. The mitzvah is this is not the actual mitzvah. It's the mitzvah peruvu. So that's only the kedushin is a heksher mitzvah for peruvu. And the more applies it to the woman as well. If it was not even chayv in peruvu, but it's all part of the process of preparing and getting ready for the mitzvah peruvu. So according to Rashi's argument, that it's totally in the effort involved, that applies even to Hechsher Mitzvah, the more it makes sense. But the Rambam, actually, his sheet is there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Kedushin, independent of the mitzvah Peruvu, there's a mitzvah to get married. So the Rambam, which he also, the point is that in the Kudah of Kavod, he could not learn this Gemara because of the Hechsher Mitzvah for Peruvu, because there's no union of Kavod on the Hechsher. But the point is there is actually a mitzvah of Kedushin itself, and therefore there's a concept of giving kavod to the mitzvah of Kedushin by being involved in the Maisa Kedushin directly oneself. Now, that would apply not only to the man who has the mitzvah of Kedushin, but even to the woman, because she's being Messiah in the actual mitzvah itself, and that's also element of kavod. That's the Biskur Rav's thought to explain the Machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi, and how to point out that the Rambam is Lashitosai in understanding the mitzvah of Kedushin, and Rashi is Lashitos in understanding that there's no mitzvah kedushin, or the Ran who follows Rashi said there's no mitzvah kedushin. All there is a hachana or a heksher for peruvu, and that makes sense according to Shita's Rashi, which the Ran brings Shita's Rashi. Have a good day.